Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pub food paired with local beer.
The Charlotte Hornets should hire J.J. Redick as their new head coach. This is our Chansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Redick was a two-time All-American and National Player of the Year at Duke, despite being one of the most harassed members of the Blue Devils during a college career where he admits to almost bottoming out due to depression. Redick played in one Final Four for a team ranked in the top 10 for 4 years, and his missed shot at the end of the national semifinals loss to UConn in 2004 still haunts him, while at the same time he is glad he missed it. He says that was the lowest moment of his life and considered leaving Duke after that season. He claims if he had made that shot and played Georgia Tech on Monday night, a game Duke most certainly would have won, his life would have continued down the wrong path. With the help of his family, teammates, and coaches, Redick went through intense therapy and returned to Duke happier. That allowed him to deal with future disappointments like losing his senior game to Carolina in 2006 after a record-breaking season when he made the most consecutive free throws and scored the most points in ACC history. The 11th pick in the NBA draft, Redick was a solid pro for 15 years playing for six teams. After retirement, he turned to podcasting, where he was so good he quickly moved to ESPN as an analyst and eventually broadcasting games. He did not combat the talking heads and earned the respect of Stephen A. Smith, who wanted a table mate who he said was as smart as he was. Smarter, I think. But the fact that he did not win an NCAA championship NBA title is pulling Redick back into the game as a coach, and he is a finalist for the head job with the Charlotte Hornets, who should hire him for these reasons. Redick really knows the game and is a terrific communicator, which means he can handle the sometimes agent-driven stars of the NBA. With a net worth of $50 million, he would not have to worry about job security. He has been away from North Carolina long enough that his reputation in the Tar Heel State has changed, and his familiarity and newfound popularity will be a draw in Charlotte and with most Hornets fans. And clearly, he is still uber-competitive and will be allowed to help rebuild a roster now that UNC alums Mitch Kupchak and Michael Jordan are no longer running the franchise and the majority owner. Just as Redick is great on radio and TV, he would be just as good putting his staff together, teaching the game in practice, and coaching from the bench. The Hornets have had a history of making bad moves. This is the right one, staring them right in the face. This is our Chansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.